the Jewish, naturally in Jewish, of Bhakti Ras, the devotional service. That is Gopi Bhava. It's not running, putting on saris and dancing in Vrindavan streets. That is not Gopi Bhava. Or we should not run here and there to cultivate the Gopi Bhava. The real Gopi Bhava is 24 hours a day. You have to get attached in Bhakti Ras. That is the main thing. And then he has shown us the practical way, how to do it. As soon as you study the philosophy, or you master the examples, Udharan given in the pages of Bhagavatam, and you tell it to others, it solidifies your thing. And that's why our movement is a preaching movement. It's a natural thing. As soon as you read, you understand, there are nice examples given, and those examples also you understand, and then you try to preach others. When you try to preach others, your knowledge is solidified, isn't it? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knows that we are the foolish number one. So these fools will not understand. So he has given us a very nice life. That you go on, what is it? Yare dekha, tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Whoever you meet, you just preach Krishna. Many times devotees went to Prabhupada, you know. He said, Prabhupada, we don't know really what to tell people. People don't hear us. He said, you just tell that Krishna is Supreme Absolute Truth. That's all. And he says, everything comes out of this. The main thing is, we have to give it to others. That is the main thing. And unless you do that, you can't. And this Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadhu Vargena Yakalvita, they come into Varga. Varga means class. Now we are assembled here in the class and we are discussing nice Krishna Katha. The same way gopis also used to do. It's not something new Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. He is Krishna himself. So he knew my gopis were coming together and they were discussing, dancing in my glorification. So the same I should teach these foolish people in Kali Yuga. So then that time also, there is a nice verse, you know, describing the gopis, how the gopis and gopas, they were coming together, you know. Grahe, grahe, gopavadhu, kadambaha, sarve militva, samavapya yogam, punyani namani, patanti nityam, govindadamo, dharmadhaveti. And this whole Govindamardha Stotra is written by Bilva Mangal Thakur. And there are 108 different verses. And beautiful. I think it is, whole thing is given in Krishna Karanamrita. And that English copy is also available. In Vrindavan I saw some Karmi printing, you know. That is available, very nice stotra. And in that stotra, Bilva Mangal Thakur was a supreme sexist. This example we should remember. He was so very attached, not to his wife, but to some prostitute. Well, what happened? He was married very nicely. He was Brahmana, no? And performing puja and everything, and very nicely married, settled, you know. Very nice wife, Pativrita. And what happened? That one day, for buying flowers or so, he went into the market. And he saw a beautiful prostitute going in. That's it. Within a second, boom. He completely forgot that he's Brahman. He completely forgot that he's happily married, you know. And just was following the prostitute. We are helpless. Because of the senses, we are completely helpless. And like a mad person, we behave then. Yeah? Bilva Mangal Thakur lost everything within a second. This is the greatest danger in our preaching movement also. We should remember Bilva Mangal Thakur. Then there is nice katha in 11th canto about the Urvashi and Pururava. That's one of the best to discuss. But this Bilva Mangal Thakur was Vidwan, Brahman. You know, he was completely realized Brahman. But as soon as you come across something, and you know, Indriyanam hi chartamyan manonu vidhiyate, tadasya harati pranyam vayurnavam ivam basi. It's very nicely described in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Indriyanam hi chartamyan manonu vidhiyate. One indriya, I. And he just followed the indriya. The eye is the main window through which all the sins enter. It is better that we should not have eyes. But we have to have for some purpose to maintain our body. Otherwise this eye is a horrible indriya, horrible sense. All the sins enter through this. So Prabhupada said that I don't advise you to close the eyes. Because if you close the eyes, then sleep and meditation is very near. You know? So you'll think that I'm meditating and you just go. You know? So don't close your eyes. But he said, we are the followers of Shukadeva Goswami. So don't open your eyes more than what you need. That's the main thing. Shukadeva Goswami always opened his eyes. You can see his pictures. And he was only seeing the path. We should completely wind up this sense. You put this sense in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, in understanding Srimad Bhagavatam, to see the Krishna's pictures. But our mind is very clever. You know, we see Krishna's pictures, and as soon as some beautiful lady is there, our eye is gone from Krishna and gone to her. This is the thing. Or beautiful man, it doesn't matter. In aeroplane, we have the experience, we are traveling all the time in aeroplanes. And there are maybe 700 passengers sitting. And one or two beautiful hostesses are there. And they run around, you know, and everybody hates. They correct their ties and everything. A very, very good boy, you know. And then she comes, do you want anything? Jeez. He doesn't require anything. Yes. He wants us to come near, you know. Come, come. Somewhere there. He doesn't want anything. But he will press the bell. And she goes, can I help you, sir? Yes, I want juice. So before that he corrects so many faces and facial expressions. And we won't do it in Krishna's presence. All these facial. Just a lady. And you don't have any connection. She didn't have any connection with you. And she's not going to marry you even if you hang upside down. But even then we are just completely mad. Completely. This comes in our preaching. And you preach then to the ladies, you know? And you think that, oh, I'm preaching. Chaitanya's movement, I must preach. This is how your mind freaks out. And then you go and, and the brahmachari, you know? This is how we cannot control this hidden, subtle sex desire is killing us. And the same killed Bilva Mangal Thakur immediately. So this is a great pitfall. We should understand philosophically and with so many examples, we should always repeat and come to these scriptures so that we will not become mad. Some lady leaves us and we are completely mad. This, what happened, that Bilva Mangal Thakur was completely lost to that Chintamani. And then he tried to follow. And he was very good in physics, you know. Very nice brahmana, very controlled life, had a very nice pativrata wife. Because if we are attached to one wife, and the wife is attached to one husband, then they have a glow like brahmachari. You know, they are as good as brahmachari. Because their life is completely controlled. But we are rascal number one. And that's why we don't want one. Or two, three, four, five. And so when the mind freaks out again. Every time we want a new thing. Every time we want a new thing. So Bilva Mangal Thakur also helplessly went behind that Chintamani. And then she also liked him. She stopped prostitution. And she just dedicated to him. And they were both very nicely stayed together in the house across the Ganges, you know. There was Ganges river between Bilva Mangal Thakur's village and the Chintamani's village. So they went there and they were spending very nice. This Bilva Mangal Thakur completely forgot his parents, completely forgot his very dedicated wife and just went after her. And he thought that I am completely happy. I am very happy. I am passing. One day it so happened that the father died in his absence. So when there was 1 year over after the father's death, the wife thought that she knows that Bilva Mangal Thakur is in that village. So at least she thought that his father's Shraddha ceremony is to be performed. So it's good that if she comes back, you know, if he comes back for a day. So she thought that I will go to Chintamani and I will request her to give me my husband for a day. And she went there. And she was a Pativrata, a very nice lady. So Chintamani could not avoid her request. So Chintamani allowed Bilva Mandal Thakur to go to perform Shraddha ceremony. This foolish man came with his wife, performed Shraddha ceremony. In the evening, Chintamani. Such a learned man is completely attracted by one sense only and completely mad after her. So it so happened that there was a storm, rainy storm, and strong winds were going on. The Ganges was full. It was very impossible to cross the Ganges. But this mad person just thought that I can't stay without Chintamani. And he left the house in the storm. When the wife saw that Bilva Mangala has left, so what happened? That she also thought that it's no use now my life, because this man is completely mad. He's not going to come back. So it's better that I also end, or I have promised Chintamani that I will send him back next day. So he's not here now. I must find him out and help him to go back. So what happened during the dark night, in a stormy night? So heavy rains were there. So Bilva Mangala Thakur went, and he went down the stream on one direction. And wife couldn't see him, so she went up the stream. And then she couldn't find out Bilva Mangala Thakur. So she thought that it's better.